Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese back with you. How are you? And how have you been? We've been away for a few weeks, and we can talk about that a little bit later as to where I was and what I was doing. And thank you to my sons, Phil and Nick, for filling in, especially during the home show. Today, we have a very special show for you. Claudia Tenney, the congresswoman from the 24th District, is joining us. And before we introduce her, though, we want to squeeze this in. The Business Ethics Award nomination period closes on the 29th of March, and Carolyn Organ joins me on the live line to speak about that. Good morning, Carolyn.
Hi, Dominic. How are you doing this
good,
morning?
Good, dear. Good to have you on, as we always look
Thanks
forward to your
me.
Call this time of year. The Business Ethics Award, our company won it in 2012, and I'll tell you, I have mentored every year. Now we call it coach. We used to call it mentor. Now we call it a coach.
That's right. You got it right.
I've coached every year since then, and I've gotten a lot of I've learned a lot from everyone that's gone through the program, whether they have been successful or not in winning. And, you know, there's just such value to the process. But the ultimate prize, of course, is to win the Business Ethics Award, which is a very coveted stature to be able to claim that you are a member of this very valued organization. And that deadline is fast approaching to either nominate your company yourself, or if you know someone that you'd like to nominate, you can do so. Tell us how to do that, Caroline.
Sure. Yeah, the nomination process is fairly simple. If you go to buffalobusinessethics.org, you can nominate a company right through there. Like I said, you fill out a nomination form. That process is pretty simple. And then the company actually gets notified. And like you mentioned, then they get a coach assigned to them to help them, you know, through the process. So then it's really, you know, kind of up to the company as far as going through that process.
All right.
So like you said, companies really learn a lot going through the process, whether they win the award or not. But obviously, it's always nice to receive that award. It's a really high honor. And like you mentioned, companies such as yours that have won it in the past, you know, are still part of this elite group. It's really a lifetime achievement award. And the nice thing is that we have, you know, annual meetings and get together, and,
yes,
and the companies can give back as far as being coaches as well.
Again, as I said, I've gotten more out of that than I think out of actually winning the award. BuffaloBusinessEthics.org is where you want to go. The deadline is the 29th of March. If you know somebody that you'd like to nominate, now again, the business must have a minimum of 5 employees, and they must be located within the 8 counties of Western New York. Financial service firms and non-profit organizations are not eligible for this award. The Business Ethics Award for Buffalo Niagara. Nominate your business or one you admire today. Caroline Organ, a vital component of the organization. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. BuffaloBusinessEthics.org is where you want to go and do that quickly. The 29th of March is just around the corner. 803-0930 is the number you're going to want to dial. Claudia Tenney is our special guest this Saturday morning, Congresswoman from the 24th, newly created 24th District. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning. It's great to be on. I love that you're honoring small businesses, because I'm a small business owner myself.
As I know, you are a publisher, and you've got some radio background, too.
Yes. Well, actually, we sold the publishing division, thank goodness. We did that in 2004, but we still have a small manufacturing plant with about 65 employees.
Oh.
We had 80 once, but COVID kind of knocked us down. But when I ran our newspaper group, we had about 65 employees.
Right.
And we got out when the time was right, but we did great partnerships with radio and TV and other communications groups, and it was a tremendous opportunity. I learned a lot, learned more than I ever learned being a lawyer, to be honest with you. All those have contributed to some interesting experiences I've had in my life. But I love that you do that. We used to honor our small businesses. They're so critical to the backbone of our economy. They are the ones that have the most jobs created, and they are actually almost about 95% of the jobs in our communities and in New York 24, believe it or not. So all these, harmful policies that are coming out of Albany are hurting our small businesses even more acutely, which is why you're seeing them close or being forced to leave the state.
There you go. Let's start our conversation with a description of your district. And I mean, it must be challenging to cover, physically cover the footprint that you have, as it is really not, you know, part of any one metropolitan area. You kind of lap into really three metropolitan areas. So there must be a challenge in that alone. And then furthermore, your district is largely rural and agricultural, isn't it?
Yes. Like, so the district that currently exists is going to get changed slightly next year because the districts were changed because of a lawsuit by the Democrats objecting to the Fair Lines decision of 2022. So this district now stretches all the way to the north. Up, it starts in basically the north shore of Lake Ontario, mm-hmm. in Alexandria, Jefferson County, Alex Bay, Clayton, all that, all the way around the shore of Lake Ontario, mm-hmm. all the way to the Canadian border through, you know, Orleans and Niagara County, with the exception of Monroe County, which is covered by NY25, which right. is currently represented by Morelli. And all the Finger Lakes, including, it's really quite large, but it is a really interesting district and an incredibly similar district. So you say it tends to be small cities, rural suburban areas, but as you cited, it is the number one agricultural district with output in the Northeast, not just New York, but the Northeast. And Wayne County alone is the number three apple-producing county in the nation, and there are also a lot of apples in Niagara. We have the mm-hmm. wineries in the Finger Lakes. Wyoming and Cayuga County are huge milk producers. We have cabbage producers in Ontario County. You name it, we grow it in upstate New York with great soil conditions, a lot of good water, a lot of that short growing season. We have a hostile government in Albany that is making it difficult for this ag district to really mm-hmm. thrive, which it could be. It could be, if not for labor policies and energy. Energy is a critical component of everything we do
right.
In this district to be successful and to drive the economy of New York.
So our topic today with Congresswoman Claudia Tenney is to talk about this this kind of collision that's occurring between the state and federal government, in some cases with proposals that have been put forth in Congress about the energy needs of our country. If you'd like to participate, if you live in Claudia's district, I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. We would probably, I would say, reach maybe 30-40% of your district from the sound of our voice right here. So hopefully some of your constituents will participate in the program by calling us at 803-0930. Now, perhaps you might live in Claudia's district and you're outside of our calling area. Well, if you know anybody, let them know that Claudia is on and they can go to the Odyssey app and listen to us live there anywhere in the world. And they can call us at 1-800-616-WBEN. When we come back, we're going to talk about the energy needs of Claudia's district with her. And we're going to be talking about the, as I said, collision between what she's proposing and what Congressman Nick Langworthy, her immediate neighbor, is also proposing as to energy choice in our country. And we'll get into the discussion of fracking and its good and bad. And we'd like to also talk about the potential ban on gas stoves. All of this and your questions. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have the official banker of Cortese Construction, Christina Schwendler, from the East Hammers branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, if you're unhappy with your current bank and are tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service, let us help you make the switch. It's easy. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We're even here to help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today, so stop in and see us or give us a call at 716-688-6114. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop into Lakeshore Savings Bank and experience that kind of relationship.
Hi, Steve Tasker along with Alex for Westher Subaru, where there's a lot to love during the month of March.
Including the Subaru A Lot to Love event on right now.
With affordable deals you'll love, like a new 2024 Subaru Forester all-wheel drive with 0% APR financing for 60 months. 0% for 60 months at Westher Subaru.
Yes, 0% for 60 months on a new 2024 Subaru Forester on approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance at 16.67 per thousand financed. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by April 1st. See dealer for details.
And of course, we will bring any new Subaru to either of our two current locations in Orchard Park or Brockport, or even right to you at your home or work anywhere in Western New York for a test drive. That's convenience. Not to mention there's a new Westher Subaru of Lockport location coming soon.
That's a lot to love.
Indeed. Westher Subaru on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park, in Brockport, and at WesterSubaru.com.
I love Wester.
Welcome to Western New York.
As you get a bit older, you start to think about things. Like, if we get sick, we're at higher risk. But we're absolutely not going to stop living our lives. And what helps us do that? Getting our flu shot. The updated COVID vaccine. Yeah, we stay on top of these things so that we can do the things that we love with the people we love. Because we don't want to miss out.
A message from the New York State Department of Health.
Dominic Cortese here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don's a master plumber, and he has been for 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Overtime Sports Lounge, now open at Falls View Casino. Watch all the sports on the biggest screen in Niagara. Cheer on your favorite teams and place a bet while enjoying our pub classics like elevated smash burgers, handcrafted pizzas, and mouth-watering nachos. So good, you'll ask our chef for his autograph. Visit fallsviewcasinoresort.com for more details. Must be 19 or older. Play smart. Overtime Sports Lounge at Falls View Casino. Fans feast here.
If you worked at an industrial plant or factory, you may have been exposed to asbestos. Asbestos exposure is the primary cause of mesothelioma. Asbestos companies knew how dangerous asbestos was, yet they failed to warn you. As a result, workers were exposed to asbestos without knowing it could harm them and their families. Even brief exposure to asbestos during a summer job can lead to mesothelioma. Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford have spent decades investigating industrial sites such as Bethlehem Steel, Durez, Ashland Oil, and Holker Chemical. We've represented thousands of Western New Yorkers. We can help you, too. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford at 716-600-MESO for a free consultation. That's 716-600-6376, or visit us at lipsitzpontario.com. Your journey to justice begins when you call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford, 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for Western New York? Those in the know, go Lenco. Check out Anderson's 400 series windows. They're not just energy efficient, they're your ticket to a comfy summer and a snug winter. Millions of homeowners choose the 400 series windows for good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. Stop by one of the Lenco's three locations in Buffalo, Williamsville, and Kenmore, or hop online, Lenco Supplies. For more on Anderson 400 series windows, Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time.
10:22 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese. My guest on the live line is a representative from the 24th District of New York State, and that is Claudia Tenney. Her district wraps around Buffalo, wraps around Rochester, wraps around Syracuse, and goes all the way up the lake to the New York State-Canadian border, kind of an odd-shaped district, and largely, as we said, agricultural and rural. And Claudia, the first question I have regarding your district is the energy needs of your district might differ from urban areas in that you've mentioned a lot of produce and wine production and perhaps not as much gas line installation in those rural areas and therefore a dependency perhaps on propane?
There's a lot of propane. Remember, there's one thing about this district that's also very unique. We have all of the nuclear power plants that are operational in the state of New York are in this district. There's two sites in Oswego County and one in Wayne County, which are going to be providing and have been providing baseload power. They're older, so they need upgrades. But if this climate leadership and community protectionist, this really dangerous Green New Deal bill of New York, you know, continues to get implemented, it's going to be very difficult. And remember, our farmers require and need not just propane to heat our homes, and I'm a propane user, but all kinds of, you know, gas needs to operate our tractors, our machinery.
Right.
There's a lot of energy needs. And it's interesting. Do you know that upstate New York is about 70% green? So that, you know, we have hydropower. We talked about the nuclear power and other aspects of it. You know, New York City, and this is what's really important to our audience, the people driving us away from natural gas, clean, abundant, safe natural gas, are the people that are 99% reliant on it. New York City is not green if they, in their definition, although I think natural gas has been a life changer for us and for our nation. And unfortunately, there's a war on it from New York State as well as the Biden administration. This is a really interesting thing, but we actually do rely on a lot of so-called green energies we cannot do what they're trying to do in the time that they want to do it, nor should we ever do it. We will always need natural gas and fossil fuels.
I guess the biggest misconception that exists today regarding the electrification of our state is that the preponderance of electrical generation occurs with the use of natural gas. So when we take that out of the equation, we're now looking at relying on renewables to generate electricity. And it's proven that renewables aren't dependable in that wind and solar are not going to replace what natural gas or coal has done for generating of electricity. So with that in mind, and again, focusing on your district's needs, how would your district bridge into an electrification scenario, and would that have an economic impact on farm production?
It would be impossible, and it would be a foolhardy move, and that's what New York is trying to do. Look, there is nothing wrong with using fossil fuels, natural gas, and you're right. Do you know the only ethanol plant in the entire state of New York that's operational is in my district in Orleans County in Medina, and it runs on natural gas?
Yeah.
This is another... there's a lot of hypocrisy coming out of the left and their climate alarmism, nobody disagrees, I don't think, that the climate changes, but so much of this is Mother Earth. And the other thing is, you know, there's so many ways that we've brought down emissions using natural gas, you know, banning fracking. And what we're trying to do is to provide some relief to our farmers, to small business owners, and everyone in the state who has abundance and prosperity because of the miracle of having natural gas, which has replaced coal in many cases, which is not as clean and has not brought our emissions down as much as natural gas. So there's a lot of absurdities that come out of this climate agenda. And think of this, we are forcing school districts in rural areas, some children are on buses for up to an hour, to move to electric buses in a day like today, where I think I've got 6 inches of snow started in my place. I'm heading your way, actually. There's snow everywhere. We could have very cold temperatures and a bus frozen with a bunch of first graders in it with no options.
And the hazard of lithium ion batteries as well. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was in your office with the representatives from Congressman Langworthy's office, and we were I was with a group who represent the heating and cooling contractors across the country, and you partnered with Nick Langworthy on his proposal to have there be energy choice in our nation, which I think is a good way of putting it. Yet the state hasn't given us a choice. There's a mandate that seems to be coming that's being kind of shoved down our throat, and the first template of that mandate is going to hit the books with new construction in homes being 100% electrified in just over a year. Is this real? I mean, is it going to work? And where do we go with this when we're talking about this fight that seems to be brewing between the state and the federal government over this whole issue?
Yeah, look, it is. Thank you for coming in and talking about this. And I did co-sponsor the Energy Choice Act with Nick Langworthy. It's a great bill. And what this bill does is prohibits the states and even local governments from banning an energy service connection, reconnection, a modification, installation, any kind of expansion on an energy source that you're already using. So it would prohibit the state from taking my propane away from me or taking my natural gas away from me and taking my gas stove. I've never had a gas stove in my life until now, and I love it. So I'm clinging to it, just like we have to.
So what happens, though, Claudia, in a year and a half or so when the electrification mandate starts to take effect with 100% required electrification of new homes being built in the state?
It's going to be a disaster. It's just why I urge people to stand up and get out and register to vote. If you're not registered, vote against people who are trying to put us in an impossible situation that is going to hurt our economy dramatically. And often, and I served for a few years in the state legislature. The policies coming out of the far left, and that's who's taken over our state legislature. The governor faces a veto-proof majority, so she has no power against these people. They will wait until some people are seriously injured or die. And that is what scares me most about these policies. That's why we're fighting it from this side, from our side, with Congressman Langworthy and others who have common sense. I mean, if we don't start fighting these policies, it is an absolute impossibility what the Democrats are trying to put through to hurt us. It's going to hurt us. It's going to cost lives. It's going to cost jobs. It's going to cost businesses. And our economy is going to be maybe irreparably damaged.
Well, we have an example of that.
It's only a year away.
We have an example. We have an example of deaths that have occurred based on the reliance of electricity that did not work during our blizzard a year and a half ago. So you're right. It's an imminent reality that we have to face as far as the dependency on electricity. We are going to continue our discussion with Congresswoman Claudia Tenney after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo police identify the victims of Thursday's deadly crash at Main and Humboldt. The driver was identified as 27-year-old Nasir Musazada of Buffalo. One of the passengers, 26-year-old Morgan Ehrenbeid of Ohio, died. Musazada was the driver of a rideshare that was taking Ehrenbeid and two other passengers to an Airbnb when police say a car driven by 23-year-old Devin Ford struck the vehicle. The other two passengers are at ECMC. Employees at Sumitomo will soon be returning to the job in Tonawanda. The company announced it restored some of the operations there and at a facility in Alabama and will gradually bring back employees and outage stopped operations March 6th. The fight for air climb is today at Seneca One Tower. Kaylin Gates calls it the biggest fundraiser of the year for the American Lung Association.
We have 200 firefighters, but the other 400 are folks who are raising awareness for a loved one who might have passed away or currently has lung disease or lung cancer. We have folks that just take it on as a fitness opportunity.
And actor William Fichtner talks about his film Cut Man on WBEN. He told David Bellavia about how he talked the director into taking the film to Buffalo.
He moved the entire production, boom, up to Buffalo, changed things in the script because originally it was, you know, to be in, like, Texas. Put it for upstate New York, put it for Buffalo. It works like a charm. Actually think it plays even better in the story and everything to have it here.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Come Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Attention, anyone who has allergies, asthma, or any respiratory ailment, were you aware that every human being sheds an average of 50 million dead skin cells every single day? These mostly invisible microscopic irritants are indeed the feeding ground for dust mites. One of the most irritating allergens is the dust mite feces. Now, all of these detestable, unhealthy allergens are most likely lurking in your home's heating and air conditioning ductwork system. And if you haven't had my friends at Indoor Air Professionals out in the last 3 years or so, well, guess what? You're breathing unhealthy air. It is indeed that simple. And Indoor Air Professionals want you and your family to breathe easier. My friends at Indoor Air Professionals can make that sick, headachy, stuffy feeling go away. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, great job of describing what can be lurking in there. And it's amazing how when people that have come back after 3, 4, or 5 years and they go, wow, I didn't realize how much stuff was in there, and no wonder my sinuses were bad again and allergies. That's the whole thing, is that we can literally get people healthy through a thorough duct cleaning. I emphasize thorough because most of it out there only cleans 50% of the contamination out versus 95%. And of course, a medical grade air purifier, which is 40 times more efficient than a HEPA filter. You have one that covers 1,200 square feet. There's ones that fit on your furnace to cover the whole house, or you might have two furnaces.
So, and don't forget the April Air high capacity dehumidifier that I absolutely have fallen in love with, keeping our basement at the Cortese household nice and dry. Now, let's get into the specials for our Hammer Time listening audience for the 23rd of March.
All right. Well, we're carrying over the home show special. So as long as you call today, and I don't, you know, this could still go next week. We go week day to day, week to week. But on duct cleaning, the all-inclusive duct cleaning, you will save 20% off. And you mentioned the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier is $300 off. And the Healthway Portable Deluxe Medical Grade Air Purifier is $350 off, and the whole house Healthway Super V is $500 off.
Wow, great discounts. And only you can get that by calling Peter right now. Here's his number, 716-683-3000, extension 303. That's right, extension 303 will put you right to Peter's desk. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hey, are you ready to experience total comfort in your home? Look no further than TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted total comfort solution. TRS with Rheem high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners ensure that your home is always at perfect temperature because your peace of mind matters. And that's not all. We are thrilled to announce our brand new electrical division. TRS now brings you the power you need with generators, expert installation of electrical plugs, floodlights, ground lights, and even electricity for our hot tubs. Now, whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. It's not just about comfort. It's about making your home the best place to be. Warmth, coolness, power. TRS, your total comfort solution, online at trsheatingandairconditioning.com. It's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. As we transition seasons, it's time to think about getting your garage in order. But in the meantime, how about thinking about Gorilla Garage Gear for your basement floor? That's right, protect your basement and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate, and they offer you unbeatable durability. And it's a breeze to clean up. Plus, it comes with a rock-solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Here's the number, 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla! And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Searching for a new vehicle with an affordable monthly payment and great financing? Come into Wester Toyota, where affordable doesn't need to be impossible. Need a new truck for those spring projects? Purchase a new 2024 Toyota Tundra now at Wester Toyota and get 1.99% APR financing for 48 months plus $1,000 Toyota customer cash. 1.99% APR for 48 months on approved credit at 21.69 per thousand financed through Toyota Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by April 1st. See dealer for details. Four total Wester Toyota stores in the Wester network and two right here in Orchard Park and Williamsville means we have you covered, north or south. Still better, shop Wester.com. Choose a vehicle and we'll bring it to the Wester Toyota closest to you, Orchard Park or Williamsville. Don't run around. We bring it to the location you choose. Come see why when it's from Wester Toyota in Orchard Park or Wester Toyota in Williamsville, it's not just a Toyota, it's a Wester Toyota.
Welcome to
Looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? This is Dominic Cortese telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort.
Visit flooringsolutionsofwny.com or their showroom on Harlem near Clinton.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Hammer time. Register now for the Come Home to Cortese April 1st cooking class where we focus on truffles, right? Piedmont White, Umbria Black, wines from both regions. That's the 1st of April. Register at Cortese.net, the drop-down menu. The Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, our wonderful chef Jerry Clemente from Cipollina's Restaurant. Classes start at 6 p.m. Registration is necessary, and of course, they take place at our wonderful showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Arrive about 15 minutes earlier to be registered and to get your seat. Again, go to Cortese.net, the drop-down menu, the April 1st Cooking with Truffles class available for you to register right now. My guest on the live line is Representative Claudia Tenney. She represents the 21st District in New York State, which wraps around Buffalo, wraps around Rochester, wraps around Syracuse, and goes all the way up to the Thousand Islands, and largely agricultural and rural. And caller's on the live line, so let's do that first, and then we'll get back to our discussion. Jim in Wheatfield, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Listening to your program, and she makes a lot of sense. If you have a manufacturing plant of any sort, and all of a sudden you got a power outage, all your product is wasted because it's not finished in a lot of cases, and then you got to send everybody home. So how can you possibly stay in business doing that? The reliability factor is the greatest thing with that.
Exactly.
You just can't double up on the grid instantly like they want to. It takes years and years and years to do that. And in the case of the take a subdivision, all of a sudden they got to take and double the power going into the subdivision because electric cars, electric stoves, it just doesn't make any sense. I think if the case would take and the people that are trying to make these decisions would sit down with the electricians and electrical engineers and get the true story on this, they may be wiser in making their decisions. Clean power is a wonderful thing. It should be an add-on, not a main thing, until it can become, you know.
Now, Jim, you just said a brilliant thing that I think is exactly what's been missing in this whole equation, is that there hasn't really been an active dialogue with utilities as to the viability of this whole initiative. And yet, as I said, the reality is that starting in a year and a half, the new construction mandate is in place, and there will be no choice for residential new construction. It will have to be 100% electric. And the issue that really relates to that is that's happening. It's real. It's going to occur. And yet, I don't know that any of us really had a say in it. And, you know, you mentioned, Claudia, that we should vote, but this mandate is going to happen whether we vote or not. So what are New York State residents supposed to do with the mandate that's soon coming in residential construction?
Well, we always have time to vote every year. You vote this year, you have people say, oh, I really like my Democratic assembly member or my Democratic senator or someone running, in the new district with Higgins who's going to stand up for the Democrats in this extreme energy position. So voting is always important, but if you don't do that, if you don't stand up and write to your legislators or talk to them, it doesn't matter unless we change who's in office, by the way, unless you have the money to sue. And that's going to be very difficult to do, to get lawyers to go out and sue to make this happen.
Now,
the caller is exactly right. Outages,
yeah.
Interruptions. Think about the crisis, not just affecting our output and our energy with every kind of manufacturing. Remember, my district's the Erie Canal, too, so there's a ton of businesses that people don't even know about that are existing here that are critical to our infrastructure, they're critical to our national security, our defense, all kinds of things. And also hospitals, schools, all these places, everybody needs baseload power. And if you take away our access to fossil fuels, it will end. And I love his comment. It's an add-on, this clean energy.
Right.
It's an add-on. It is not baseload power.
So you are an astute established New York representative in the U.S. Congress. Answer this question. How did this become a political football? Why is this a party issue and not a more practically driven co-sponsored approach? Why has this become a political divide?
You know, I can't really answer for some of my Democratic colleagues, although some of them do understand it depending on where they're from. I remember when these fracking bans were going through the state of New York in the legislature, every Western New York Democrat in the Assembly and Senate voted against banning fracking, except for Crystal Peoples Stokes, who was in the city of Buffalo. Every one of them knew that it was important in our area and upstate in the Southern Tier. All the Democrats were on board then. They're not now. This far left activist climate alarmists are in there now, and they're it's about power too, and I think that's what a lot of it is.
Uh-huh.
Until we change who these people are, because they're getting reasonable people were taken out by left wing people in primaries who talk about Karl Marx on the floor of the legislature, and I watch the legislative channel once in a while. I'm one of the few, but I want to see what's going on in our government.
Mm-hmm.
It's very scary, but we have to stand up. Shows like yours are really important. One of the things I'm doing is we're creating an energy committee. We're going to take stakeholders from all across my district and my region to talk about everything, whether you're a manufacturer, you might have renewables, you're involved in propane and every aspect of energy. The nuclear power plant's critical. Everything that we are dealing with as a community, and have these people meet to see how do we solve this problem, how do we combat the lack of common sense in our government, and how do we put this together. And I urge anyone, go to tenney.house.gov if you're interested in this committee. And also, one thing I also do that I think every other member should do, and they don't yet, I explain every vote that I take on the House floor in detail. I don't just put out a yes or no. I explain it. It's something our newspapers should be doing. Only one in the district does it. That's a little bit of my newspaper background, a little bit of my lawyer background, but I do that because every one of us is critical. If we're going to be we the people, we need to be informed. And we need to know what's going on in our government and how it works.
You know,
a lot of tough spots there where people don't understand how things work.
It was really valuable. I had some experience in college lobbying on Capitol Hill, which is another subject for another day. But it all came back to me when I was able to be in your office, and be kind of a boots on the ground reporter to, you know, your legislative staff as well as the other offices we visited on the reality and the panic that that we see in homeowners' eyes when we tell them that these mandates are happening. And people aren't ready for that. It's way too premature to be make this this mandate a reality. But yet it's happening, you know, right before our eyes. And it was very refreshing to be in your office and have your legislative staff be open-minded to hearing stories of homeowners that are living the reality of these mandates that they just aren't ready for, and nor are they happy with.
Well, thank you. And there's just so much clutter out there and information, disinformation, all those things. People need to focus on the reality. That's why we work so hard to be so transparent, to get everything out, to get people to understand how the government works. You know, sometimes the Democrats put out these great bills that sound wonderful, like, oh, we're going to have energy independence. And then it's all it does is ban your gas stove or ban, you know, what a reliable source of energy. And that gentleman that called in from Wheatfield is really important. Reliable is everything.
Yes.
In energy. Reliable saves lives. And
yes,
we have to have reliable energy. Wind and solar are nice add-ons, but they are not reliable. They're not going to sustain us, especially with the types of weather we have up here, the types of, you know, conditions we have, and our cold winters, which are, by the way, a benefit. They're good for our economy, too. So, you know, we just have to fight for common sense. And we can't quit because they never take their brakes. They never take their foot off their gas. So we have to.
A texter, Claudia, is writing in. What gives New York State the right to impose these mandates without the people's approval?
The people voted in their representatives, and their representatives are voting for it. That's why I say your vote's important.
Yep.
If we're going to be self-governing, that's what our founders envisioned for us. You must be knowledgeable and make sure you vote for a person. You may not like somebody's personality, but if they're voting the right way, and they're voting the way that helps our economy, our prosperity, our safety, our security, our freedom, that's who you vote for, even if you don't like their personality. We vote so much on, we don't look at these jobs as voting for someone who actually is qualified to do the job, like it's a job interview. We look at this, oh, we like this person's personality, or they've got a great podcast or Twitter feed or whatever they've got. We've got to start voting for people who understand, get into the nitty-gritty, and understand how our government works and actually tries to solve the problems, because we're getting to the point of no return, I worry, in New York, and we have to stand up to this really tyrannical state government that is going to cause, as I said, the Democrats often don't change policy even after people die and people get hurt. Just look at what happened with Lake and Riley. This girl should not have died.
That's
but
right.
For New York laws, that man would have been detained and wouldn't have been able to get to Georgia to kill a young innocent girl.
803-0930. Speak to Claudia Tenney as we travel to Lancaster and say good morning to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, sir. I just want to mention something. You know, I've worked in the electric industry, power industry, for 30 years before I retired, and there is no way, even if we were able to produce renewable energy to take the place of natural gas, the transmission lines that are built around the state, and I know it because I worked for them for years and years, cannot handle it. It's all antiquated. One tower goes down in the Adirondacks, and you have no backup. We're all in trouble. And it's the same throughout the state. I worked on 9 Mile 1 and 2. They both of those, they've been running for over 50 years. Sure, they're ready to be, I think, decommissioned possibly, but it was clean energy. Now everybody's saying, hey, that's great, you know, but they don't think about things that won't be able to be produced till a long time along the road. And you can't just pass a bill and say, this is going to happen as of so-and-so and not have anything behind it. And I'm sure that every utility in this state, every electric utility, has told the governor and all of those bozos down there what the problems are, and they just seem to ignore it.
Okay, thanks for that comment. 803-0930, it's 10:51. It's Hammer Time on WBEN. Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement. Here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, Steve Tasker along with Alex.
Here at West Herb Buick GMC of East Aurora, where affordable doesn't need to be impossible. We work with your budget and your vehicle preferences and find the perfect fit for you.
Like that new truck you've been looking for this spring. We have them and we make it affordable for you.
Yep, this month stop in and you can get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500. We have 60 to choose from. You can drive one home today.
2.9% for 72 months? That's on approved credit through GM Financial at 15.15 per thousand finance. Not all buyers qualify. Excludes 6.2-liter engine trim levels. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by April 1st. See dealer for details.
On Main Street in East Aurora, we aren't far from anywhere in Western New York and just 3 minutes off the 400.
Experience the difference that 20 years of selling in historic East Aurora makes.
Check us out at gmeastaurora.com.
Or come on into West Herb Buick GMC of East Aurora. GMC, we are professional grade.
Welcome to West Herb.
David Bellavia here. Sometimes I think the Social Security process is purposely complex. If you're having trouble getting benefits, there's an attorney who will help guide you through the process.
Hi, I'm Kenneth Hiller. Don't take no for an answer from Social Security. We'll fight every step of the way to get you the benefits you deserve.
Get a free consultation when you call the law offices of Kenneth Hiller, 800-300-2990, online at kennethhiller.com, 6000 North Bailey Avenue, Amherst, New York, 14226.
The deals are back and better than ever during Move Metal in March at Maguire Hyundai in Ithaca and Grand Island. Our lots are full of incredible Move Metal deals. Now's the time to buy and get the new car you've been dreaming of for less. Right now at Maguire Hyundai, you can drive a new 2024 Hyundai Elantra SEL starting at only $159 a month. Or choose a new 2024 Maguire Hyundai Tucson SEL all-wheel drive and pay only $239 a month. You heard right. Lease a new Elantra for only $159 a month or a new Tucson for only $239 a month. Your choice with just $39.99 down. See us today at Maguire Hyundai in Ithaca or Grand Island and drive home in your new vehicle with incredible Move Metal in March savings. MaguireCars.com. Elantra MSRP 25065. Tucson MSRP 33345. 36-month lease with approved Tier 1 credit through HMF. $39.99 down plus first payment, taxes, DMV, and acquisition fees. Security deposit included. 10,000 miles per year, 15 cents excess mileage penalty. See dealer for full details. Ends 3/31/24.
Are you ready to make a difference in your community? Clarence Central School District is looking for dedicated individuals like you to join our team as bus drivers. Connect with your community while ensuring the safety of our students. Work alongside a supportive school leadership team who values your contribution. We'll provide paid training and we offer competitive pay. Take the first step towards a rewarding career as a bus driver. Visit clarenceschools.org to learn more or to apply today. Clarence Central School District, where your passion meets purpose.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. When I looked up the flight, when that door flew off, these people were dead silent. Everyone just quiet. I don't think I could contain it. I think that's free reign to wail on your call button in that situation. Bung, 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 bung. Hey, I don't want to be a pest. Was there a door when I got up? Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Dominic Cortese here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don's a master plumber, and he has been for 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Hammer time. Go with the flow.
We spent the hour with Claudia Tenney, representative of the 24th District of New York State. A lot of people want to speak with you, Claudia, and we're going to run out of time. Let's squeeze in what we can. Gasport's our next stop. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Claudia. Nice to speak with you. And Dominic,
good morning, Barbara.
I enjoy this show tremendously.
What's your question?
Claudia, I am fighting a solar invasion in Heartland, New York. What will you do to help stop this solar and wind invasion that is destroying our communities against the citizens' will, that makes minimal power at our community's expense or demise?
Interesting.
Yeah, well, it's Barbara, this is a huge problem, and what's happening is we have, as I described my district earlier, really quickly, among the best farmland in the Northeast, and yet so many of these farmers are being coerced into using this prime farmland for solar panels when we should be putting that somewhere else or not allowing these subsidies to come in. This is all what we got with the Inflation Reduction Act, which was really the Green New Deal. The Democrats, before they even signed it, said this is the biggest energy act ever, a Green New Deal. And now we're getting all these subsidies urging people to take precious farmland and our precious land to use for solar panels. And as I think Dominic alluded to earlier, lithium, ion, there's plenty of damage to our environment coming from solar panels as well. Again, this energy that we're talking about with renewables should be an add-on, not our baseload energy. And it's a huge problem, and we are fighting it through some of the bills that we passed already in Congress. But unfortunately, the Senate, they're sitting and collecting dust on Chuck Schumer's desk, which is why every voter needs to be an energy voter, especially in New York. This is the biggest issue we face between energy and the border and our economy. They're all intertwined. They're all costing us a fortune. They're costing us out migration, and they're hurting our communities in upstate New York and more dramatically than anywhere else because we get less resources. So we're doing everything that we can on our side, from the federal side, to relieve this invasion. It's a huge problem. I'm seeing it all across the district, Barbara. People who don't want solar panels can't afford to get their farming and are being forced into getting these solar panels because of government subsidies that are greater than producing food that gives us, you know, food security and prosperity for our community.
Well, unfortunately, time has become our enemy here. And I want to thank Claudia for spending the hour with us and all the callers as well. And I want to ask you, Claudia, how about putting me on your panel? I would love to be a part of that to give you that, again, that grassroots on the ground perspective from the people who live in our community.
That would be fantastic.
Right.
I'd love to have you on it. We're working on that right now. James in my office is putting the committee together. So it is the most important issue that we face. And thank you so much for highlighting it. And all of your customers and the great ads that you have on, all these people are going to be negatively impacted by
That's
bad
right.
energy policy.
All right. Claudia, how does our listening audience reach out to you?
My website is Tenney, T-E-N-N-E-Y, .house.gov. You can email us and call our offices. We have an office in Lockport, currently in Victor, but we're getting evicted from Victor because that's going to New York 25.
Right.
And we also have an office in Oswego in Jefferson County. There's a lot to manage in this district, but we love Western New York. It meant so much to us is why we put a district office in Lockport.
Well, promise you'll keep in touch, and we'll keep updating our listening audience on this valuable and important subject.
Yes, thank you so much.
Right.
We'd be honored to have you on our committee.
Well, thank you for that. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, as we celebrate our 35th anniversary next Saturday with Donna DeCarlis from National Fuel. Tune in then and have a great week. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.